What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot to talk about. It's been yet another very, very busy news day. We're going to be racing to try and cover as much of that before we open up those phone lines. Mike is in our control room keeping us out of trouble, so let's get right on into it. We are still suffering the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. It's now a tropical storm. It is now, moving up into New England. Down in Louisiana, nearly 1 million people are without power, and they're saying it may be 3 weeks before they can get power back to everybody. So that's kind of an ugly situation here. And Ida has crippled Louisiana's gasoline distribution system. So they're dealing with that. Now, up in New England, Ida has hit the Northeast with record rain and floods. I got family up there. I've already emailed them and said, we hope you're doing okay. There are so far 25 dead, and there's massive flooding there. There are videos on social media showing cars submerged on the highways, water pouring into subway stations. There was a video from somebody who had a basement apartment because he thought it would be cool, and the water is just pouring on in and flooding that. In Pennsylvania, the Wilmore Dam has already reached its maximum capacity. It is starting to overflow, and they are evacuating residents from the inundation zone below that dam. So if you're in that part of the country, this is a bad one. And we're hearing already there's another one forming out there in the Atlantic Ocean. So the U.S. is taking a pounding. And, Claire keeps saying, it's obvious God does not love this country anymore. And were I a religious person, I would tend to agree with her. Getting on back to Afghanistan, and we're still dealing with that, despite the Biden's and the corporate media's sincerest efforts to get us all riled up about something else here. The airlift has sort of gone on to phase two. They're out of the Kabul airport, but there's a giant airlift operation transferring at least 43,000 Afghan refugees who have been vetted in Europe, Doha, and Bahrain, and on to one of the 8 U.S. bases where 20,000 have now already arrived. Interestingly enough, Facebook, using its own resources, helped airlift 175 Afghans who were in grave danger out of Afghanistan on a flight to Mexico, including some of their own employees. So Facebook is not entirely bad. I think that was a very good thing for them to do. And a little story from Hollywood history here. We all remember the movie Jurassic Park, and it was filmed on the island of Kauai when Hurricane Aniki hit. And Steven Spielberg basically chartered a plane to fly in there and get the production crew and people out. But on its way in, he loaded it up with all kinds of humanitarian support. And it's something Steven did that nobody really properly applauded him for. So I mention it here. Getting on back to Afghanistan, the State Department is now contradicting Biden. And this was in the Wall Street Journal. And it contradicts just about everything you have been told over the past week about the extraordinary success of America's largest airlift in history. And the State Department is saying the vast majority of interpreters and visa-eligible Afghans were, in fact, left behind. And we're talking about 100,000 Afghans who were eligible for relocation who have not yet gotten out. And the U.S. abandoned more than half of their interpreters, and the Afghans who applied for special immigration visas, they were just left behind. So who did the U.S. actually get out? Because they didn't get out all the American citizens. They didn't get all the interpreters. They left behind a lot of their Afghan allies. They really didn't, do much of anything. Now, people are starting to look at General McKenzie's claims about how many Americans have gotten out. And the fact is that they're basing that number, that there's only a few hundred Americans left in Afghanistan, based on those Americans who could successfully communicate to the State Department their desire to get out of Afghanistan. But with communications being what they are, outside the city of Kabul, there may be thousands of Americans still out there who want to get out, who have not been able to contact the authorities to say, come and get us. Meanwhile, the Biden State Department left 600 of its own journalists behind in Afghanistan. Well, the propaganda is pouring out of the White House and the corporate media about the extraordinary success, but the cover-up is already beginning because officials from Biden's office recently instructed federal agencies to delete formal reports of any military equipment delivered to the Afghans from all public websites. They're scrubbing audits and reports, detailed accounting of what the U.S. had provided to Afghan forces, down to the number of night vision devices, hand grenades, Black Hawk helicopters, and so forth and so on. That information is already out, but they're basically wiping out the records. And you go to some of these federal websites and you follow the links to find the reports. Those links are now dead. The pages have simply been deleted. Now, Republican Senator Bill Hagerty is demanding action to recapture, destroy, or immobilize the U.S. military hardware in the hands of the Taliban. And I'm not sure what he means in terms of a difference between destroy and immobilize. I know that some years ago there was talk of having a backdoor into computerized weapon systems where if they fell into the hands of an enemy, they could be remotely disabled. But the last I heard, that plan had been dropped out of concern that an enemy would find those backdoors and use them to disable the weapons in the hands of the American soldiers. So we don't know what the status of that is. And in any event, all this talk about how the Afghans are angry that the equipment left to them isn't working properly may be part of the propaganda to soften the blow of the defeat to the American people. Donald Trump is out there blasting these lies about disabled hardware, and he shared a clip of the Taliban parading U.S. equipment. They're holding military parades all over Afghanistan featuring that U.S. equipment. They are now a formidable military power thanks to you, the ever-generous U.S. taxpayer. And we're getting this report. This is coming out of Post News D2. Staffers inside Joe Biden's administration are just disgusted and horrified with the way the Afghanistan withdrawal was conducted. They do not view the mission as a success, and they are very angry that American citizens are still on the ground inside Afghanistan. Now, a little bit of good news. Yesterday, we were talking about how Representative Mark Wayne Mullen had gone missing in Afghanistan after he took it upon himself to try and go on in and rescue Americans. Apparently, he has reported back to his staff, and he is okay inside Afghanistan. So we'll see what's going to happen there. That British former soldier who was going to lead 400 refugees out of Afghanistan was caught by the Taliban, and he is being told to leave the country, but he has to leave the 400 refugees behind him. Now, here is where things are getting just a little bit Twilight Zone. And this is coming on out of American Military News. During a Pentagon press conference yesterday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley confirmed the possibility that the U.S. may work with the Taliban in Afghanistan on counterterrorism against ISIS. And yeah, really, there's something very bizarre there where they're saying, well, we need to partner with the Taliban to defeat ISIS-K, and they're continuing to work to get every American out of Afghanistan. And I think it's just so much, you know, smoke and mirrors going on here. Interesting little story. On Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was questioned about what kind of leverage the United States might hold over the Taliban. And she claimed that the United States has an enormous leverage over the Taliban in terms of the global marketplace. And saying that if the Taliban refuses to play ball with the United States, having just whipped them militarily, that the United States will make sure that the Taliban can't do business across the globe. And, you know, more sanctions here. Now, a lot of people are looking at the story about the White House mulling direct foreign aid to the Taliban, and they're asking, is this really ransom to get the rest of the American citizens out? And White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan kind of offered blunt confirmation in a Wednesday Good Morning America interview with George Stephanopoulos that the United States won't rule out giving aid directly to the Taliban regime in Kabul. Yeah, it does sound like a ransom to me here. Now, this next story, this really angered me, angered Claire as well. The head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, along with John Cohen and the people at the ADL, went to CNN yesterday to basically claim that white Americans support the Taliban and are poised to carry out terror attacks at any moment. Insert ominous music here. And talk about a blood libel. And no, I do not support the Taliban. And I'm not a terrorist. I'm irritating, obnoxious, and overbearing, but I am not a terrorist. I just want to set that straight on the record. Meanwhile, yesterday, Representative Dan Crenshaw basically went on the war path against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, slamming her for covering Biden on the Afghanistan disaster. And she has been. You know, oh, Biden's great. He's wonderful. It's all going according to plan. You know, couldn't go any better. Actually, couldn't go any worse. Now, to put Afghanistan in perspective, since 9/11 happened almost 20 years ago now, the United States has spent $21 trillion with a T dollars on militarism at home and abroad. And interestingly enough, this is almost the same amount in which the U.S. government is now in debt. Kind of funny how those numbers sort of line up if you think about it here. Now, Jen Psaki is refusing to discuss the story that came from Reuters this week about how Joe Biden pressured former Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani to make false claims about the nation's fight against the Taliban. And Jen dropped the issue, saying she's not going to comment on a phone conversation that was meant to be private. So they don't want to talk about that. The reality is, this is a very serious development. For one thing, the phone call, okay, sort of, you know, this was on July 23rd, and it makes it obvious that Biden did know things were going very, very badly in Afghanistan, contrary to his claims about how, oh, nobody could have foreseen it. We were all caught flat-footed. And, you know, it's criminal. It is really criminal. He lied to us, you know, everybody's beginning to realize it because his approval rating is now at 42%. And frankly, I don't even think it's that high. I think they're trying to push poll, you know, go to the hardcore Democrats and poll them. But they still can't get a high number with all the skullduggery that they like to they like to pull on these polls, because they rigged the polls just the way they rigged the elections here. Now, there was a story on One American News Network where they sent an interviewer over to George Mason University, and they solicited students who had voted for Joe Biden in 2020. And they asked simply, would you vote for him again? And the overwhelming majority of those students said no. They cited the Afghanistan disaster, the massive inflation, their lack of confidence that Biden will keep any of his campaign promises. And so finally, these students are getting an education in the real world, and they're making some smart choices. Now, a lot of people have been talking about impeachment of Joe Biden and even Kamala Harris over what happened in Afghanistan. It's a pipe dream because the Democrats control both houses of the Congress, and Nancy Pelosi isn't even going to let the resolution go to the floor of the House. But twisting the knife just a little bit more, Mitch McConnell came on out and said, no, Biden will not face an impeachment over the disaster in Afghanistan. He is immune, he is immortal, he is a god, and just sit down and shut up, pay your taxes, and quickly as you can, give birth to more soldiers. Meanwhile, another poll is showing 52% of voters believe Joe Biden should resign because of Afghanistan and the arming of the Taliban. That's not going to happen either. And so that's that. In other political news here, and the media is trying to make this front and center, so you stop thinking about Afghanistan. We're going to cover it, but we're not going to lose focus on the Afghanistan disaster. The Supreme Court finally yesterday weighed in on the Texas abortion law, and they declined to block it. It was a 5-4 decision, and the liberals, the Democrats, Planned Parenthood are all out there screaming, it's dictatorship, Roe versus Wade is dead, and they're out there trying to sell the idea that Texas has outlawed all abortion. In fact, no. What Texas has done is said abortions after 6 weeks are banned because at that point the fetus is considered alive. It has a detectable heartbeat. And the pro-abortion, pro-unlimited abortion people are out there saying, well, what happens if a woman gets raped or a child is a victim of incest? Well, they've got 6 weeks to go to the doctor and find out if they're pregnant and then get an abortion. So the rationale really does not work. It really does not work at all. But everybody is hopping onto the abortion as an issue here. And over in Virginia, gubernatorial nominee Terry McAuliffe's campaign is making this a core issue. And the former Democratic governor is now targeting Republican opponent Glenn Youngkin again over their different positions on abortion. And I know it's a hot button issue for a lot of people, but again, I don't think it should supersede what happened in Afghanistan or the economy or the other major problems that are out there. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has come on in and says he is going to find a way to stop the Texas anti-abortion law. He's going to go to Congress. He is claiming the Texas abortion heartbeat law violates the constitutional right under Roe versus Wade. Okay, Mr. Resident, Roe v. Wade is a law. It is not a part of the Constitution. And I think in that briefing they gave you before you assumed your little role as a leader of the free world, they would have mentioned that difference to you between a law and constitution. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women. Children alike.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I piteously cry out that Republic Broadcasting Network can't go on doing what we're doing without your generous and ongoing support. And of course, we do thank those of you who keep this network alive to do the important work that we're doing. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So please include your return address. And if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. All righty, getting on back to the brouhaha over the Texas abortion law. Over in Arizona, the Planned Parenthood chair is calling for riots, okay, following the Supreme Court decision not to block the Texas law, and came on out and said, be ready to break some you can fill in the rest of that there. But of course, conservatives are the violent people, right? Anyway, over at the January 6th panel, or the kangaroo court, if you want, they are tapping Liz Cheney as the panel's vice chair. And, you know, this is creating further divisions among the House Republicans. Liz Cheney was a very vocal critic of Donald Trump, and she's been put into that vice chair position to try and illustrate or try and pretend that this January 6th panel is truly bipartisan, when it is clearly a very partisan attack on Donald Trump. And they're already in trouble over there. Okay, the FBI came on out and said they couldn't find any evidence that there was an organized riot or protest. It just sort of happened, and they found zero evidence that Donald Trump had anything to do with it. So now this panel is on a fishing expedition, or if you prefer, a witch hunt. They're going to all these different agencies and all these telecom and social media companies and saying, just give us everything that any of these people have said, you know, since last year, so we can comb through it and find something, anything, to justify all the time and money we're wasting on this thing. Meanwhile, the accused Capitol rioters have raised more than $2 million for their legal fees and other expenses, but the prosecutors are now claiming that this legal war chest, if you will, makes some of these defendants a flight risk, and therefore any bail should therefore be denied. They're going to be kept inside that little nasty prison where they're being kept here. Out in California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has a new hero. George Soros is vowing to fight to save Newsom from the recall. He has basically donated a total of $1 million to Newsom's campaign to hang on to his job and continue to wreck the state of California. Down in Georgia, there's a bit of a battle brewing. We know that in several of the counties of Georgia, the election was horribly mismanaged. And so they have formed a new election review panel in Fulton County. And the Democrats are claiming that this is a plan by the GOP to commandeer the levers of election administration in those very counties that powered Democratic gains last year. No, they're just trying to prevent another massive election fraud like we saw in 2020. A little bit of good news, again, from the state of Texas. They're about to pass a new law that will stop censorship of conservatives on Facebook and Twitter. They're going to crack down on social media companies who are banning conservative speech. The legislature has passed the bill. It's headed to the desk of Governor Abbott, and he's expected to sign it. Now, the new law will basically mean that if you or your group are blocked from Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube for their political views, you are allowed to sue the companies. And the state attorney general also would be able to sue on behalf of a user or group of users. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is it is similar to a law that was passed in Florida that was blocked by a federal judge one day before it was set to take effect. So can you say the system is hopelessly corrupted? Yeah, I think we can here. Speaking of Facebook, in their war on extremism, they have now added preppers to the list of people who are extreme. What is extreme about being prepared? Just ask all those people in Louisiana and New England right now. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
All righty. We know that our Bill of Rights has been under attack for quite a long time. The Fourth Amendment is being bypassed. The Fifth Amendment is being bypassed. They're constantly attacking the Second Amendment, and now they're going after the First Amendment. Over at NPR, they had an episode of their program on the media that talked about the dangers of free speech. And as guests, they had Andrew Marantz, author of an article called Free Speech is Killing Us, P.E. Moskowitz, author of The Case Against Free Speech, Susan Benesch, director of the Dangerous Speech Project, and Berkeley professor John Powell, who basically ripped John Stuart Mill's defense of free speech in On Liberty as being wrong. And that's about normal for NPR these days, but it gets even worse than that. Over at Princeton University, freshmen arriving on the campus are receiving a mandatory indoctrination program, and it's an official video that basically trashes the history of Princeton University. And it's got a very much of a slant. And one of the most alarming things in there is where classics professor Daniel Padilla Peralta characterizes free speech as a privilege rather than a right. And no, it is a right, and it is absolute. It's in the Bill of Rights, which is not just a good idea. It is the law. And anybody who does not want to comply with that, any government who doesn't want to comply with it, is no longer legitimate. Meanwhile, over at the Justice Department, they're readying a second monopoly lawsuit against Google over the internet search giant's digital advertising business. And the legal problems are piling up for Google all around the world here. Again, going back to Texas, the Texas legislature is trying to get Governor Abbott to approve an audit of the 2020 election. Unfortunately, they've only got until the 6th to get him to sign it. And I hope he does. We need more audits. There should be audits in all 50 states of last year's election for all offices, not just the presidency, but all the House seats, all the Senate seats. All righty, let's talk about COVID-19. And COVID-19 has reached the point of being a cult. Everyone is driven by their beliefs and what they've been told, and they're not even looking at the science anymore. Over at the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, who was appointed to that job by Joe Biden, is out there saying that hope rather than actual data is behind the plan to mandate booster injections. Okay, let me give that to you again. They're hoping the boosters will help. They don't have any data suggesting that it actually will, and I think they're smoking hopium over there at the CDC. Now, you've been hearing a lot about ivermectin, and the media is like saying, oh, it's horse pills, it's this, you know, it's terrible for you, it's whatever. Okay, they're lying to you again, because all the way back in 1996, the FDA approved ivermectin for humans. One more time. Back in 1996, the FDA approved ivermectin for use in humans. And there are a lot of medications that are used in humans and animals as well. And this is just another one of them. Now, interestingly enough, this is a story coming on out of let's see, looks like KEZI.com. There's a doctor in Roseburg who is actually advocating ivermectin for COVID patients, despite the warnings coming from the CDC and the FDA, who are worried about losing royalties on those vaccine patents. Now, Joe Rogan came down with COVID-19, and he got over it in just 3 days by taking a selection of medications, including ivermectin. And the corporate media has gone totally ballistic. They're smearing him and trashing him because he cured COVID using drugs they don't like instead of the highly profitable repeat vaccines, which apparently aren't really working if you look at the numbers coming in from Israel. And the Biden's push for booster shots is starting to cause friction even in the FDA. And they're dealing with a bit of a rebellion over there. We reported earlier in the week, two of the top officials in the Vaccine Safety Division of the FDA have announced their resignation. So it's really, you know, it's hard to be a person of conscience in this country with this government here. Now, yesterday we were talking about this presentation that was given back in 2019, I think it was. Yeah, October 2019. And how in the course of the presentation, they quickly skipped over a page of known adverse reactions to the COVID vaccines, which we frame grabbed and put up on the page that we had there. And there was a long list of names that are barely pronounceable. But it turns out one of them is this polio-like multi-system inflammatory syndrome for children. It's shortened as MISC. And this can be caused, this polio-like disease can be caused by the COVID vaccine's spike proteins. Now, over at the ACLU, they're catching a little bit of flack for this article that they did for the New York Times, in which they claimed mandatory COVID vaccination furthers your civil liberties, and saying the right to bodily autonomy is not absolute. And that drew a very strong negative reaction, as well it should. Keeping up the fear porn, the World Health Organization says it's monitoring a new Colombian COVID variant. This is the Mu variant. And they're saying, oh, it may be vaccine resistant. We're going to have to come up with another vaccine to stick you with. A little bit of good news, though, the Delta infections, or at least what they're calling the Delta infections, are starting to slow in the United States. And, you know, that's generally the normal disease process. Is you'll have a disease introduced, it hits a peak, and then it goes into decline as people survive and build natural immunity here. Another little story, this one coming on out of CANSPA, CCY, I got to get that font enlarged here. Anyway, it says vaccine-induced COVID variants. Now, not too long ago, we had this Nobel Prize-winning scientist who came on out and said it is the vaccines that are triggering the mutations in the variants of COVID-19. And that makes a lot of sense, because when it was just the alpha variant, it went for like almost a year. And then they started introducing the vaccines, and all of a sudden, we've got variants here and variants there and variants everywhere. E-I-E-I-O. And again, they're going to be hyping this to get you to go along with the mask mandates and mostly with going along with these vaccine programs that are making these pharmaceutical companies insanely rich. Meanwhile, a lot of people bought into that claim that the FDA had approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine. And that was a little bit of a double shuffle there. The FDA approved a Pfizer vaccine that will not be available until 2023. They did not approve the Pfizer COVID vaccine everybody's being injected with that is still being used under emergency use authorization. But a lot of people bought this idea. The Pfizer vaccine is now FDA approved, and oh boy, I suffered an adverse reaction. I'm going to go ahead and sue. But Pfizer's lawyers are reminding everybody, no, we're immune from lawsuits, even if the FDA approves it. You know, it's you can't sue us. Nya, nya, nya. Anyway, we've been talking about the high number of COVID cases among fully vaccinated people in Israel. It is out of control there. Now, here in the United States, the CDC is finally starting to release data showing there is an increase in breakthrough infections among fully vaccinated people. There is an obvious logical conclusion here. The vaccines are not working. Period. End of discussion. Israel now has more COVID infections per capita than any country in the world, and they're already administering so-called booster shots. And it's amazing. But they want to keep the propaganda going. And in this country, there was an article in the New York Times where basically there is now talk of stripping medical licenses from doctors who dare question if the COVID vaccines are actually safe. I mean, talk about descending into tyranny and dictatorship. You know, if you're a medical doctor, and there are a lot of medical doctors out there saying, I think we've got a problem on our hands, they could lose their medical licenses if they don't shut up. So it's just amazing. Now, interestingly enough, the corporate media, looking at all these so-called breakthrough and Delta cases, is now kind of pulling back and saying, well, yeah, if you get the COVID vaccines, you can still get COVID and you can still pass it on. But the vaccine will reduce the symptoms, and it's not even doing that all that well because people are still dying. Fully vaccinated people who get COVID are still dying. But they're still out there saying the vaccines provide good protection and we should get one. Remember, I think it was about a week and a half ago, this guy died fully vaccinated and died of COVID. And they were out there saying, well, if he hadn't been vaccinated, it would have been far, far worse. The guy died. Over in the U.S. Navy, they're setting up a new punishment squad called the CCDA, or the COVID Consolidated Disposition Authority, that will punish vaccine resistors by what they call administrative separation. And so they're really out there pushing it. Now, in response, active duty military members have sued Biden's defense secretary on behalf of those military who've already had COVID and recovered, because they have natural immunity, which is far stronger and longer lasting than what the vaccines can provide. And as we mentioned in a story yesterday, the spike proteins in the vaccines destroy your natural immunity. That's why the Red Cross will not allow vaccine recipients to donate blood for patients who are suffering from COVID. So anyway, they're suing and saying, you know, we're already immune. We should not have to have the vaccine. And let's see, the pushback is beginning over in Denmark. Starting on September 10th, they're lifting all coronavirus restrictions, basically saying you can't imprison your way to health. And so good for Denmark on that one. Now, up in Ontario, the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, has put their plans for a vaccine passport on hold. He's basically looked at the proposals and said they're too far reaching, and he is saying no. So good for him. Down in Australia, the truck blockade is on. At last report, they had basically blocked all the routes in and out of Sydney. And so they're really showing their courage down there. And the truckers are now being joined by motorcyclists. Over in Colorado, students at least two high schools executed a mass walkout in protest of the mask mandates. And the students were marching along outside the school chanting no more masks, and they had signs out there. And while the masks supporting school officials complained on social media and in press interviews, but vehicles passing by the protest waved and honked their horns in support. So there we are. Over in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio has ordered all 80,000 city employees back into the office starting September 13th, and they will all have to wear masks regardless of their vaccine status. Yet another tacit admission that people who are vaccinated can catch and pass on the disease. Okay. We talked a little while ago about how up in Chicago, school bus drivers were quitting their jobs rather than get the mandatory vaccine, and the Chicago school systems are so desperate, they're starting to hire Uber drivers to drive those school buses. That's going to be a problem because, if I recall correctly, it takes a special license to drive a bus, and these Uber drivers are basically driving their own cars on a normal driver's license. So that may be a bit of a problem. Now, over in Japan, they have had two deaths they linked to the Moderna vaccine because of contamination they are finding in the vials. And, you know, amazing, only two deaths and Japan shuts it down. And how many people have died of the vaccine here in the United States, and the vaccines roll on because, hey, they're making money, and in the United States that erases all sins. And over at Natural News, they're raising a very good question. Okay, we have contaminated COVID vaccines in Japan, not just a few, a lot of them, entire shipments. And how do we know if the vaccines that we were given here in the United States were free of contaminants. There's obviously a manufacturing and quality control issue there somewhere. Now, Candace Owens, who's an outspoken conservative commentator, has literally been banned from taking a COVID test at by a private medical facility controlled by liberals because she is a Black Trump supporter. Now, she needs the COVID test to travel. And, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll finish this story on the other side of these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about Candace Owens, a conservative commentator. She has chosen to remain unvaccinated, and because of the demands of her traveling to various events around the world, around the country, she gets a COVID test every 2 weeks. So she was in Aspen, Colorado, and her assistant tried to book an appointment at the Aspen Laboratories, also known as Aspen COVID Test, and they immediately denied her request for the appointment because of her politics. She's a Black Trump supporter. Now, I find this kind of ironic because the liberals like to claim they are the party of compassion and tolerance. And what that means is they want compassion and they want to be tolerated, but they don't feel they need to return that in any other direction. And I think one of the worst casualties of this whole woke PC culture is Americans are losing their sense of fair play, of live and let live, of being able to say, okay, you think and believe differently than I do, fine. You know, let's just let it go at that. We agree to disagree, but apparently not. It's becoming quite fanatical out there. Now, we've been talking about the opioid crisis, which was fueled in part from the opium coming out of Afghanistan, and it led to a major scandal here in the United States involving Purdue Pharmaceutical, which was making OxyContin and was doing everything they could to market it, promote it, even when it wasn't necessary. They incentivized doctors to just write huge prescriptions. They literally got a generation of Americans to be opium addicts. And finally, it got shut down, and Purdue was sued and has gone into bankruptcy. The Sackler family said they would refuse to pay the $4.5 billion settlement unless they received immunity from all future legal action. And apparently the judge agreed. And so Purdue Pharmaceutical is going to be dissolved, its assets sold off, and the victims of this very underhanded deal are going to receive some compensation. And it's just something to keep in mind when you're out there being told, oh, you can trust the pharmaceutical corporations, you can trust the medical industrial complex, you know, they're only thinking about what's good for you. Nonsense. Thinking that the medical industry wants you to be healthy makes as much sense as thinking the defense contractors want world peace. It's bad for business, and that's just the way it is. Let's see, over at Russia Today, they had an interesting article saying the U.S. will not cease its efforts to remake other nations. The idea that it has a mission to save the world is etched into its DNA. And I think we're coming up here on our station identification. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.